Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired. Facebook's oversight board has spoken, but it hasn't solved much. The board's first content moderation decision show how impossible its task and Facebook's really is. By Scott Thurm. The Facebook Oversight Board issued its first five decisions Thursday. The rulings are well thought out and show the board members, charged with reviewing Facebook decisions to remove content and make recommendations on Facebook policies, take their job seriously. More than anything, though, they show the futility of moderating content across networks with more than 3 billion users, nearly half the people on Earth. The cases involve posts in five languages and often subtitles of meaning and interpretation. Two touch on deep-seated global conflicts, China's oppression of Uyghur Muslims, and the ongoing border war between Armenia and Azerbaijan. We've long known that the vast majority, now approaching 90% of Facebook users, are outside the U.S., but the breadth of these cases drives home the magnitude of Facebook's challenge. Facebook has touted automation as one solution to that challenge, but these cases also highlight the shortcomings of algorithms. In one, Facebook's automated systems removed an Instagram post in Portuguese from a user in Brazil showing bare breasts and nipples. But the post was an effort to raise awareness about breast cancer, an exception of Facebook's general policy against nudity, and an issue that has bedeviled Facebook for a decade. To its credit, Facebook restored the post before the oversight board heard the case, but it still underscores problems with letting algorithms do the work. In the other case, involving a quote purportedly from Nazi propaganda chief Joseph Goebbels, Facebook's memory feature had actually recommended that the user recirculate a post from 2 years earlier. The older post had presumably been allowed to remain, raising questions about the consistency of Facebook's standards for reviewing content. Facebook announced the creation of the board in 2018, after years of criticism about its role in fomenting ethnic hatred, political misinformation, and other evils. It took almost 2 years to assemble the 20 members, whose rulings on specific pieces of Facebook content are supposed to be binding. In a statement Thursday, Monica Bickert, Facebook's vice president for content policy, said the company would follow the board's decision to restore four items, including the Instagram post from Brazil. The board also suggested changes in Facebook policies, which the company is supposed to reply to within 30 days. Bickert said the recommendations will have a lasting impact on how we structure our policies. In one case, though, she left some doubt. The board recommended that Facebook inform users when their content is removed by an algorithm and allow for appeals. Bickert said the company expects to take longer than 30 days to respond to this recommendation. Thursday's cases may have been relatively easy ones. Coming soon, the politically fraught decision of whether to restore Donald Trump's account, which is sure to anger a block of Facebook users and employees no matter how it is decided. Facebook punted that decision to the board last week. Taken together, the cases decided Thursday reveal the enormity of Facebook's challenge. Social media management company Social Report estimated in 2018 that Facebook users post 55 million status updates and 350 million photos every day. They send 9 million messages an hour and share 3 million links. A decision on any one of those posts can be enormously complex. In October, a user in Myanmar, writing in Burmese, posted photographs of a Syrian Kurdish child who drowned attempting to reach Europe in 2015 and contrasted the reaction to the photo to what the user said was a lack of response by Muslims generally to the treatment of Uyghur Muslims in China. The context is important. The Myanmar government has persecuted members of its Rohingya minority, who are Muslim, driving many into neighboring Bangladesh. Facebook has been accused of being used to stoke hatred of the Rohingya. Facebook removed the post because it translated its text to say there is indeed something wrong with Muslims psychologically. Given the criticism of its prior treatment of Rohingya, that was understandable, the board said. But the board translated the phrase slightly differently as those male Muslims have something wrong in their mindset. The board said its translators suggested that the terms used were not derogatory or violent and ordered the post reinstated. Taken in context, the board believes that the text is better understood as a commentary on the apparent inconsistency between Muslims' reactions to events in France and in China, the board said. That expression of opinion is protected under Facebook's community standards and does not reach the level of hate speech. Complex indeed. Now, imagine wading through those considerations millions or even billions of times a day. None of this means Facebook won't continue to be a successful business. Indeed, on Wednesday, the company reported that profit rose 58% last year to $29 billion. Wall Street freaked out in 2018 when Facebook said it would hire tens of thousands of additional moderators to police hate speech and misinformation. Today, that looks like a brief hiccup. Facebook is valued at roughly $770 billion, making it the eighth most valuable company in the world. But it does suggest that Facebook, which set out to make the world more open and connected, won't ever be free of policing those connections. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.